Hello.
Hi, this is Elise calling back from Merge Your Roadside Assistance. Seems like we disconnected.
Yeah, hang on. I'm finna merge them in. I don't know what happened. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm on the phone with the roadside assistant. They said they can't locate my policy for the roadside assistant. She's on the phone though.
You giving me a policy number as well?
Yes, ma'am. I did.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Elise from Merge Roadside Assistance. The policy number that I have for Ms. Harrison is 00170128 56. It's pulling up with Harrison. But it's not her first name. It doesn't have the complete address on here. It just says Nelson. The city says LaGrange, Georgia. And it's not the correct VIN number for her vehicle.
Which vehicle?
2006 Honda Accord.
Okay, yeah, it was put in with no number on there, no street number, so.
But the VIN number doesn't match either one of those vehicles. And it says she's
okay,
above her service limit.
I don't know why it would say that. Have you, Ms. Harrison, have you did a claim before?
No, this is like my first one. I mean, I just came and signed the paper today around 2 o'clock.
And the first name does not match her name.
You just got this policy today?
Yes.
Oh, you can't be the right one.
Right, I literally just came and picked up the paperwork. She took pictures of the car.
And what's your first name?
Miona, M-E-Y-O-N-I-A.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Oh, bleedy. Thank you for waiting. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
This is Deborah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Deborah. This is Elise from Emergency Roadside Assistance. I have a Miss Miona Harrison on the line, and she's giving me her policy number, but the problem with it is it's pulling up by a different name for one. It's not her complete address on here, and the VIN number does not match the people that she's calling about.
If it's Miona Harris, we just did the policy today.
Yes,
correct. But the policy number she read off to me pulled up a different name. Like, it pulled up a different name, the same policy number, partial address, but it matches the address that she's giving me.
You might have my sister. Do it start with an R?
Yes.
Yeah, Rodriano. It's my sister.
Okay, and the policy number that you gave me is pulling up for hers.
Because that's the policy number that I just got from the lady that was just on the
Hang
phone
on.
Before.
Were you on a policy with her previously?
No. I had just got that policy number because all my stuff is locked inside the car, so I couldn't read her the paper you just had gave me. I got it. I called to the office and got it from the lady that was just on the phone before you, who gave me that policy number and their number also.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
So we have a mix-up in policy numbers.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, no
Can
problem.
Can you that policy number that's in the thing right there? It's going to be CSGA 345 845.
Okay, one moment.
The other one I just read you said, and I showing up missing.
Okay, one moment. Let me put it in. Let's see. Okay, give it to me again. I'm sorry.
30 CSGA 345 845
Okay, it's 30 CSGA
30 Yes, CSGA 345 845 If you hang on a second, I can pull up her towing information.
Okay.
I need the NSD number.
One moment.
That thing right there.
Okay, that's not pulling up for me. Let's see.
Yeah, I need the ID number.
You can just give me the effective date, the producer code, and the plan letter. That'll be fine.
The effective date is 3/26/2020. Her ID number is 00170434 22
Okay, 0017 Can you finish it for me?
Hang on just a second.
Oh my God.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
00170434 22
Thank you. Okay, that's not pulling up for me. I guess because it's a new policy. So you said, do you have the producer code?
Yes. You ready?
Yes.
450-89
Okay, what's that plan letter?
There is no plan letter.
Do you have a plan ID?
The ID number I just read you.
Okay, well, it's prompting for a producer code and a plan letter.
Okay, I gave you the producer code. That was 45089.
Correct.
And the ID, the membership ID number is 001-7043422.
Okay, that didn't pull up anything for me.
Okay. Is Ms. Harrison on the line?
Yes. Still here.
Okay. So it's going to take 24 hours for this to go into effect.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm not sure why the NSD person didn't tell you that.
Okay.
Well, that's because we don't know anything about the roadside plans. We're just dispatch. We're just emergency roadside assistance.
Okay.
Okay. So it's going to take...
It's 24 hours for roadside assistance, and then it takes up to 3 days for the rest of it.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Sorry, honey.
All right.
Bye-bye.